Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
As you heard earlier, today the Land Development Agency commenced the construction of 597 social and affordable homes at Shangana in Shankill in Dublin, the largest housing scheme in the state in recent years. But with the country in the midst of a housing crisis, is the pace of construction fast enough? Well, earlier today I was joined by Chief Executive of the Land Development Agency, John Coleman, and I began by asking him, given the LDA has been in existence since 2018, why construction is only starting on the first homes now?
Yes, we have commenced today and done the sod turning out in Shangana, which is nearly 600 homes, all social and affordable, and the largest, as you say, social and affordable public housing scheme to commence in recent years in Ireland. So we're very happy with that, and it is our first one. In relation to your question, so the Land Development Agency has been up and running since towards the end of 2018. We have our legislation, which was commenced earlier on this year, which has really given us the firepower to proceed. But we have put that establishment period since the late 2018 to good use in terms of getting sites through planning, getting them through design, which does take some time. But I am glad to say that all of those, I guess you could characterise them as airplanes being put up in the air in those early years, are starting to land now, obviously commencing with Shangana today.
Yeah, no, and I think anyone who's ever tried to build a house or do anything that involves the planning system understands that these things take time, but they don't normally take 4 years, especially not in the middle of a housing crisis, especially not when you're an agency that's been set up specifically to try and address the emergency needs of the housing market.
Yeah, so it does take time, you're right, and we are making good progress on the initial tranche of sites that we have access to from the state system. However, we do realise the urgent need to deliver. So we have a number of channels that we can deliver through. Another one, aside from direct delivery on state lands, which does take time because of planning and procurement and other reasons, we are working in partnership with house builders where there is already existing planning permissions in place, and there are a number of permissions that haven't been activated throughout the country. So what we're doing is working with house builders to say, well, look, could we take those sites and make them available and deliver them as affordable housing? And that has significantly accelerated our delivery trajectory. For instance, just today I've come from a site in Delgaty where we've launched 24 new cost rental homes with hundreds more to follow. Similarly, in Cork, we've launched earlier this month a number of affordable for purchase homes. We're targeting 5,000 homes over the coming 4 years through this delivery channel, and we have about 1,000 secured through contracts that we've entered into so far, and we're about to enter into another tranche of contracts off the back of that. So the delivery is coming, and yes, it does take time, but we're looking for every possible way to accelerate that.
Okay, so let's just try and get some specifics then. 5,000 homes you're due to deliver over the next 4 years. How many have actually been delivered? How many are up, running, people living in them?
So it'll be more than 5,000 in the coming years. So from our house builder partnerships, it'll be about 5,000 alone. We're operational on 10 state lands for direct delivery, so that'll be on top of that. So we think out to the end of 2026, we'll have about 7,500 delivered. So far, by the end of the year, we're projecting 270 delivered and another 1,000 into 2023. And then we hope to get to a run rate by 2025 of about 2,000 affordable homes delivered every year from there on, at least.
I know when you launched the LDA in 2018, you were talking about implementation being key and delivery as well being key. Just have a listen to some of what you said then.
Well, on the first area, on access to land, we've gotten off to a really good start here. The LDA has confirmed access to land banks from a variety of state bodies that will yield about 3,000 homes. And that's from day one that we can get going on those lands immediately. With more land in discussion, that could yield another 7,000 homes that's in the pipeline. So the LDA will waste no time in advancing plans on these sites.
So in 2018, just to be clear on what has happened since, because I know you say there's delays, but in 2018 you said you had access to these state lands that could yield about 3,000 homes that you could get going on day one. How many of those 3,000 homes have been delivered 4 years later?
Well, we have got going on them since day one. So since the off, we've got architects appointed. We've got designs put together for these very extensive schemes, which does take a little bit of time, but we've made very significant progress on that, in that we've about 1,000 homes that are through the planning system already at the moment, and we've another 3,000 in the planning system currently, as in lodged, planning applied for. And that is good progress on these very large schemes, such as, say, for instance, the mental hospital in Dundrum, which does necessitate very significant consultation with local communities, very significant effort to be put into design, and then also to get it in to the planning system. So anyone who's in the construction industry that has to develop large-scale sites like that does know that it takes
4 years.
This length of time to get
so just to be clear, none of them, I think I'm taking from your answer, have been delivered yet?
Not on the direct delivery. Through our other delivery channel on the House Building Partnerships, homes have already been delivered. And as I mentioned, we'll have about 270 delivered before the end of the year.
And what do you think of that, John, genuinely? What do you think of 4 years of this agency that was set up with a lot of fanfare? 4 years later, none of the 3,000 that you said you were ready to get going on day one, and 270 houses delivered in 4 years.
I think you have to look at the context of where we've got to in terms of the pipeline. And as I mentioned, the analogy of the planes that we put overhead and of those which are ready to land. So the significant preparatory work that is required, and that there's no getting around that. There's no getting around that you have to design these schemes well. There's no getting around that you have to consult with the public and you have to go through the planning process. It does take that level of time, but I think you must look at it in the context where that has now positioned us to get going on sites like Shangana. And anyone who cares to come and have a look at that site will see the level of activity that's on it and will see that the houses are genuinely coming.
Okay. So you think it's good enough and it couldn't have been done faster?
I think there's very little that could have been done to accelerate starts on those sites, that we've wasted very little time in getting going on them. And I think we need to look forward to the level of delivery that is going to come now from the groundwork that we've put in over the past 4 years, and as I mentioned, which will position us well to deliver in around 7,500 to the end of 2023.
One of your other jobs, of course, is to deliver land or to transfer land, state-owned land or public-owned land, to yourselves to start delivering these houses. And I know that ministers, government indeed, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, has sharply criticised the pace of that aspect of this process, of getting land into the land agency from other public land sources to start to build homes. The ministers criticised it as a glacial pace back in June 2022. Micheál Martin said it was time to bang heads together. And just as an example, CIE's bus garage at Cunningham Road in Dublin is one of a number of sites that apparently won't be transferred to yourselves for housing until between 2027 and 2030. This is public land to a public land agency. What's taking so long?
Well, we work quite closely with public bodies and actually work quite well with CIE in a general sense. The reality is, Sarah, that there are operations that are not easily shifted sometimes from some of these lands. And similarly, there are others that are more ready to go, like Shangana that we started on today. So, yes, it's slower than we would like. And we don't have a veto on bringing these lands into our own control. But working with the various bodies to try and find other places, that bus depots, that port facilities, that other very worthy services to the state that are necessary, to find ways to move them to more.
So do you need more powers?
I think that the power that is given to the LDA is reasonably well balanced at the moment, and we have to consider. I know housing is the great social pressure of our times, but we do have to consider other operations that are going on those sites sometimes with a view to relocating them in an orderly way. But there are things, say, for instance, that we can get going on even while that happens. For instance, down in Limerick Talbert, where there are operations with the train station and the HSE, we're working away on master planning on that and have released our master plan. And even the mental hospital in Dundrum, which has been an operational hospital up until a couple of weeks ago, is lodged for planning to so that we're not waiting for the hospital to move on. We do that necessary, sometimes lengthy, but necessary planning work to get them up and running and ready to go when they can be brought
into play. You said housing is the issue of our time. Sinn Féin are tabling a motion in the Dáil this week declaring a national emergency on housing. Now, the Taoiseach and the Housing Minister have not admitted or decided to declare an emergency on housing. Do you think we're in a housing emergency?
Clearly, there's I don't know what the definition that would be applied around that would be, but clearly we are in chronic housing need.
Is it an emergency? It's a pretty straight question.
It's clear that we have massive housing needs. There's no question about that. How you categorise it as emergency or not, I'm not sure that's for others to say. But we are wasting no time in trying to put our shoulder to the wheel in terms of addressing the clear issues that there are in housing.
Yeah. Well, you're the chief executive of the Land Development Agency, which has been tasked with providing affordable housing or a large swathe of affordable housing as part of the government's Housing for All plan. So it might not be for others to say. I think, you know, your view on this is important, because if you think it's an emergency, then perhaps you will take emergency measures, or you will push for perhaps more powers to take emergency measures.
Well, we see our job plain and simple enough to deliver, and we've commenced with that in a very clear way today, with 600 homes under construction in Shangana and thousands more to follow. So we're focused on the implementation, and that's what we set about to make a difference in.
Well, just speaking of the implementation, John Moran, who's the former interim chair of the Land Development Agency, he flagged concerns about the future of the agency when he resigned as chair in 2019. And in particular, he mentioned the €2.5 billion allocation for the delivery of housing. He said that was insufficient. Do you think it is?
We will need more capital in the medium term. That's correct. The ambition that we have goes far beyond €2.5 billion. So as soon as we get line of sight on when we will have exhausted all of those avenues, we will be discussing with government around our capitalisation and how that could be expanded.
And do you have any estimation of what might be needed there?
The level of capital will increase, particularly if the LDA is to hold homes for affordable rent, cost rental homes. We're in discussions with government at the moment around our capital position, and I'm quite positive that we will be able to get whatever capital we need to match the ambition that we have.
I just want to ask you then, finally, in terms of the delivery, the Taoiseach the Leo Varadkar was speaking yesterday talking about how there may be problems with delivery of the government's own Housing for All targets over the next year or so because of slowdown in the construction industry more generally. Would you have concerns about the targets that you've outlined also being impacted?
No, we have a good sense of what our costs are going to be and how our economic model works. So I have a good degree of confidence over our own targets at the LDA. Clearly, there are pressures around costs. Clearly, there are pressures around interest rates as well, which we has a bearing, obviously, on our financing of all our activity. But we have factored scenario testing into that and are of the view that we will be able to stand over the numbers that we've outlined.
So everything, John, just to be clear, is on target at the moment as to where you are, where you expect it to be?
Yeah, our ambition, as I mentioned, out to the end of 2026 is to deliver in around 7,500 homes, and we are certainly on target for that, which includes Shangana, which is under construction today. We're happy to stand over our numbers.
And can I just ask you very finally, how much will those houses be? What is affordable?
So they'll be made available for rent and for sale under the government's affordable housing schemes. So two options there. You can rent at an affordable level, called cost rental, so that's based on the cost of production. And they are targeted at people that are on household incomes of 53,000 net or below. So we more think about what's affordable to our target market, our customer, and usually that's in and around a third of someone's net income. So given that it's not based on a ground-up calculation on costs, it's not based on the market, but it should pop out at in and around a quarter to a third less than prevailing market rents. On the affordable purchase, they are made for available for purchase in conjunction with the local authority at rates that are affordable from a mortgage finance perspective from those that are applying for those homes. So affordability versus someone's income is the key measure.
Because Dara O'Brien said in May 2022 that the majority of homes, for example, in O'Devany Gardens will be made available at prices between 200 and 300,000, and that will be the case for the large majority of affordable homes made available nationally this year. Would that be your expectation? Nothing will go above 300,000?
Well, it'll be in and around those levels, but it depends on the ability and the incomes and the ability to raise a mortgage of the individual applicant. So that's what it's based on. And I think that's a good system because it proves by definition that it's going to be affordable to the purchasers.
And that was the Chief Executive of the Land Development Agency, John Coleman, speaking to me a little earlier on. Some of your texts are 51551. One person asking, will Shangana be mostly one and two bed apartments for rent, dead money for young couples who will need to find a house to buy once they start a family? Very transient development in terms of people putting down roots. Well, John did say there in the interview that there will be houses for sale as well, although I'm not sure exactly what the breakdown is. Another person says, in my council estate in Dublin, in my small cul-de-sac of about 15 houses, 4 are boarded up. 2 for over a year now. The council are shambles, says that person. You can keep your texts coming, 51551.